You're listening to Valley of Praise on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
Well, it's a good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Adventist World Radio, powered by the SID Media. This is the Valley of Praise, and I'm so glad you're joining us today for a special discussion. And we're all about exploring ways to live out our faith practically, meaningfully. And today's conversation is no exception. And so we often talk about the importance of relationships and community in the body of Christ. And so after all, God designed us for connection, not only with him, but with each other, whether it's in friendship, family, or romantic relationships. God has called us to love one another as he has loved us. And so today we've got three wonderful guests on the show. In actual fact, for the Valley of Praise, generally, we've got one or two guests, and to have three is actually a bonus for us. And so they've taken the bold step in their church community, and they've started we would call a dating get-together, a space where singles in their congregation and other congregations can come together, get to know each other, and perhaps discover something beautiful about companionship and God's design for relationships. And so today on the line, I have got King, I've got Lizzo, I've got Jandre. And so Jandre, I hope I've pronounced your name right. Let's start with the ladies. Good morning to you, Lizzo, and welcome to the Valley of Praise.
Good morning to you too, and thank you for having us here today.
And so Lizzo, are you part of the committee that came up with the meet and mingle idea?
Yes, yes, I'm part of the committee and I am running admin for the whole meet and mingle concept.
All right. Jandre, good morning and welcome to the Valley of Praise.
Good morning, good morning. So good to be here. Thank you for having us.
Thank you very much. And to the gentleman, King, how are you, King?
Good morning, Tommy. Good morning, everyone that is listening. Thank you for having us on the show.
Thank you very, very much. You guys are brave, ne? Can I start by saying that? You guys are brave.
I mean, to be a Christian, you have to have courage, isn't it?
you guys are quite brave because really, this is not something so common within the Adventist church where we've got some meet and mingle dating things. So who came up with this idea?
So King actually came up with the idea.
Why am I not surprised?
He saw the drought in the church. He saw the drought in the country and he called us up. He's actually the youth leader for Amazing Grace SDA Church. Right. And we started to have talks around it. We decided to engage Wycom as well. And at first we were a bit skeptical about how the church and the elders would receive it. But as soon as we presented them with the idea, they were sold. And they actually also raised their concerns to say that, no, we've not been seeing weddings in the country for the past couple of years. So we support this idea and we endorse it. Go ahead.
Yeah, and Amazing Grace to our listeners is a church in Windhoek that is in Namibia. Thank you very much for that, Lizzo. So you guys actually saw the drought. In actual fact, when I was looking at statistics, Namibia has got a marital percentage of, 11% of the population only gets married or is married, which is quite a low number.
Yeah.
And does that extend even into the church?
It extends even into the church. If you actually look at the people that are married, it's the older couples, it's the older generations. There is droughts and we don't know where the issue is. That's why we came up with this platform to create an open dialogue so that we can address those concerns, we can address those problems, because God created this beautiful thing called marriage and his purpose is for us all of us to experience it.
Now, Jandre, Lizzo says there is drought, and I'm trying to wrap my head around this. What does he mean, this drought?
Well, I think in today's life, especially our young people, they are very afraid of getting hurt. And I think they got hurt, so now they either shun away from marriage at all, or they date you know, outside of the church, or they don't want to date at all. You know, they're afraid. So I feel that maybe induced a drought. But honestly, I feel the more we are encouraging good dating, you know, good dating in the sense of what the Bible says, I think we up that drought.
And so, King, just maybe we're just starting off with the preliminaries. So when you, as a youth director, when you looked around, what did you see? What is it that you saw and you got worried about?
Tami, thank you for that question. Well, personally, I like to hear and chat a lot with the youth that I had my church, different churches as well. And what I had picked up was is that you have a lot of ladies that are actually very, very, you know, they're ready. They're like Liesl and Jare have said, they, you know, there's drought, but they're ready. The ladies are ready. And, you know, the gentlemen are also there, but people are shy. And I feel like, you know, with, you know, what you see out in the world, not just in church, you see out in the world as well, people on social media, there's a lot of negativity. There's a lot of, you know, bad aura around marriage. You know, the word marriage, you know, people look at it as it's a transactional deal. Some people look at it as it's a death. You're signing off your death certificate, you know, and but this is not the truth. God created marriage to be beautiful. And what I mean, we are in a modern day time. So I think with the youth, it's different now because you've got so much access. And by access, I mean Instagram, Twitter, where you name it. You know, you have all of this access and you don't know now what you should be consuming and how to go about it. So when I looked at this and I looked at the platforms as well for dating. And, you know, I was like, but us Christians, we don't have platforms where you can really be equally yoked with one another. This has goes up, across the board of all denominations. And especially Adventists, since we're not that many in the world, I think we're about 20, 30 million in the world. Yeah, so I thought about it. I was like, guys, like, let's really look into this and create a platform where it's not now DMing a person, but, you know, meeting a person face to face. Like in the olden days, if you wanted to go up to a young lady, you would either approach her or her father, you know, and say, I would love to get to know your daughter. So we just had to do it in a modern way.
Wow. That's very powerful. Now, Liesl, King talks about us as Adventists being quite few, which is actually a very serious concern for us also here at the Adventist World Radio, because we look at the Southern Africa and we say, wow, there's places like South Africa and Namibia, which are still considered in an entered area. So as a young lady, do you feel that, and I'm asking this as a lady, I'm asking you, specifically as a woman, to say, do you feel that there's an imbalance, especially within the church, in terms of what's available for you as ladies and the guys that are approaching you, or it's that there's not much to choose from, or there's nothing to choose from?
Definitely, I feel the imbalance, especially for a country like Namibia with a population of only 3 million.
Wow.
And I hear the equivalent population of Soweto. So I'm not so sure how true that is. Mm-hmm. But imagine how little the Adventist community is. Mm. Literally, all the brothers in the church are people that I've grown up with. These are people that literally have become like family. And that, so you can imagine how small the dating pool is. So that's something we're trying to eliminate as well. That's why we've now created this platform, so that we have people from different Adventist churches coming together. Yes.
All right. Okay. And Jandre, so thank you very much, Liesl. I'll come back to you on that one, because you said a word that triggered something, but I'll come back later for that. Jandre.
Yes.
When you get this meet and mingle thing, what do you guys intend to achieve? What's your vision? What's your goal for this event? And how do you hope it will impact individuals and relationships within the church?
What a beautiful question, Tami. The main thing I think we are trying to drive is the fact that we can have open conversations.
Okay.
Yesterday, or was it? It was today. As we are driving the countdown, we are announcing our topics and our speakers. And I think with the topic that Dr. Solomons is talking about in Yalda Mutabeti, people are realizing that we're not afraid on touching certain topics. We are not, you know, that old church that we don't talk about that. We don't talk about this. And then I think overall, we want to encourage people to say that, let's talk. Let's get to know each other. You never know that the brother next to you, you just say good morning to, happy Sabbath every morning, might be the guy God gave you.
Amen.
Just trying to open up the conversation and, you know, start something. It's the first of its kind. It's a pilot. And if this is this, we hope that, you know, generations from now, after us, will continue it, will become a legacy, and maybe even a role in our SDA church. That I can't wait to turn 21 to also be part and get to know people. And even if I just walk away with a friend, you know, I made a friend at Meet and Mingle. But I can meet the love of my life. Maybe my rep or the person that gave me my rep. But yeah, I think the main thing is just opening the conversation.
I love your positivity, genre there. I love it. You're saying the guy next to you just could be the guy, but you've never seen it in that way.
It's just happy Sabbath, Maranatha, and then you don't talk.
No, thanks very much, Janet, for that one. King, the issue of fat and set, and I'm using this loosely because I think Namibia and South Africa share the same terminology, and I stand to be corrected. Fat and set is an Afrikaans term. Is it a problem within the Namibian community?
Fat and set. I couldn't hear you.
Yeah.
We call it some liver.
Oh, okay.
Cohabitation.
Wait. I'm not too well acquainted with the term. Lisa, Jared, can you really just jump in there? Is it cohabiting or is this now you
just yes, cohabiting? That's cohabiting. We call it patent sets or some liver. You go into someone's kraal and you just steal.
yes. Okay, you mean like that? Yes. goodness. No, that fat and said it is an issue. I mean, you know, you need to understand that actually Namibia and South Africa, apart from the languages and the landscape, we're much the same. We listen to the same music, you know, we love the same things, you know. Our landscape is also quite you know, there we have a very beautiful country, so does South Africa. So we actually do share quite a lot of values. I just think it's the cultures that are a bit different. But we are facing, it is a very, very big problem where, if I understand correctly, what Lizo was saying is that somebody is going to take someone else's, is that correct, Lizo?
No, so we're saying that.
Some live in Afrikaans. Okay, yes. Everything. Yes, it is an issue. I mean, you have this thing where people are following the Western world. So, and you see in the Western world, it is a very big thing. It's the in thing where people are saying, I have my lifelong partner. They don't want to marry. You know, let's do life together. You know, they're 50-something and they've been together for 20 years, but there was no wedding. You know, it was not acknowledged in front of God. So you find that you are having this, the younger generation. And I'd also say, you know, the millennials as well, where they are literally looking at this and saying, maybe this is better because now if I divorce, half my property is not going for the gentleman, so I feel like it is a very big problem, and there is a very big negative outlook on marriage right now. You see, divorce rates are really
high.
They're really increasing. They're on the rise, and these are part of the things that Meet and Mingle actually wants to try and eradicate. And these come from the topics that we're teaching there, that we have seasoned adults who have been in 20, 30-year relationships or marriages, and how they got through it, how they went about courtship, how they went about the difficult times. And I feel like we need to prepare the individuals more while we're young, so that by the time you feel you are ready, as Jandre has said, By the time you feel you're ready, you are well equipped with being able to go the distance with God at the center.
That's powerful. That's powerful. Now, Liz, you spoke about the drought earlier on, and the one thing that maybe it got jumped at my mind was that, does this event eliminate the drought? Does this event help you see things differently? Because we always at church, and probably when we're at church, we see each other differently. Now, outside church settings, does it mean that we will probably get a better understanding of each other, get a better understanding, since there'll be teachers also sharing some learnings for us? Will it help us understand godly relationships in a better way? Because I'm trying to figure out to say, when we get together in this meet and mingle, does it help me see things differently? Or are you guys hoping that it will do so?
Yes, we're hoping that it will do so. Adventist youth always talk about that there's no men, no women in church. And so we're just reflecting the need for intentional efforts to facilitate meaningful connections within our faith community. And we're doing this through panel discussions, through personal testimonies, shared experiences, allowing participants to gain valuable insights and learn from others' journeys. So even we're even intentional about the people we have invited to speak to us, industry experts who have either lived through divorce or cohabiting or dating with baggages or dating single parents, all of that intentionally to provide a structured environment where Adventist singles can now engage and learn from one another. So this event aims to address the growing challenges of members that are feeling compelled to date outside of the church due to a perceived lack of potential partners within. Yes, so the purpose is to encourage Adventists who prefer not to remain single to meet and marry fellow Christians and establish Christian homes that will serve the gospel's purpose. And we understand that finding love can be a challenging journey, especially in our small pool. So this event offers an opportunity for those individuals to now find love, even after navigating life's challenges, by creating supportive and spiritually aligned environments. We want to help people form strong, Christ-centered relationships that contribute to personal growth and, of course, edifying the church.
You know, I almost said preach on, sister. Just almost like, just take it on. I'll just give you 5 more minutes. That's powerful. That's Now, Jandre, can I come to you? And here's the thing. So this meet and greet that will happen on the 8th of November. So I walk in there and how do I become comfortable in the sense that if I then walk in there, Jandre, and I start talking to you, how do I? Because I feel uncomfortable. To be like, okay, so you already think like I'm after you.
Okay.
How do you begin to make people comfortable?
Yeah. Okay. No. Another beautiful questions. You're full of these beautiful questions, eh, Tami? I think. Luckily, our setting won't just like be the club vibe. So you walk in and you talk to anyone. Rather, there will be speaking arrangements. And we decided on an approach where we have tables where there will be women seated. This is not after the seminars and the talks and the devotion. So during the speed dating part, if you want to call it that, there will be seating arrangements. So the woman will be seated and then the guys will walk around.
Right.
Because we know he who finds the wife finds a good thing. So he must find the wife. So in that case, you will be taken to a table, you will sit next to a female, and then a question will be posed to the entire room. Then you have a short while to talk to this person about this certain topic, and then time will go on. So you're not forced to walk up to anyone and say, hi, I'm Tami, mind if I talk to you? But rather it will be a place where introverts and extroverts can feel comfortable to engage, and we give them the engaging question or the subject to talk about. So no need to ask what's your favorite color. You'll get a topic to talk about.
Yeah. Oh, wow. That's powerful. That's powerful. I like that. And well, for people who are shy, I hope that will help. And maybe somebody right now is taking some notes. Now, King, let me come to you. Let me come to you. There's always potential risks with such things. And we do not want to be oblivious of these things. There's the risk that there are people who will see this thing, this advert, the meet and mingle. It landed in my inbox. I'm married, so it landed in my inbox. And then you get these people saying, let me go to church because now there's a meeting wherever you guys will be meeting. There's those risks. So how do you guys plan to mitigate those risks where people are just coming in for a joll? They're not really coming in for a serious relationship or just to establish some meaningful Christian faith-based relationships?
Thank you. That's actually a very, very good question. Then those are some of the concerns that some individuals have had. And, you know, with everything, you know, which you try, there will always be a risk factor in it. We can just do our best to try and mitigate as much as possible. With us, we had basically a registration form that you had to fill out with your name, your ID, which church you belong to. So that we can identify, firstly, are you over the age of 21? Right. And then secondly, we have two groups. We have the, if I'm not mistaken, is the Sparrows.
Yeah, the 21 to 30.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Sorry. Yes, the Sparrows and the Swans. The Swans are 21 to 30, and then the Sparrows are 31 and upwards.
Plus.
So what we are looking at there is that for that event, we will have the MC who is going to go through the rules and regulations. You know, for to also allow people to feel comfortable, because if a woman does not feel comfortable or someone doesn't feel comfortable there, they have the facilitator. So we are going to give everybody the laydown of how it needs to go about it, because we need to respect one another. We need to respect one another's space, you know. And this is why we thought, let us have these table topics so that we can kind of control it in a way to have people break the ice, but also not divert from, you know, biblical, you know, biblical, a biblical setting. Let me put it like that, or a Christian setting. Let's put it rather more of a Christian setting. The nice thing about Windhoek is that we are small, so anyone who is married, we will catch you out there. We will catch you out. There are elders as well. The elders that have backed us up, the head elder of our church, Mr. Nglovu, our head pastor, Pastor Ileka. We've got some elderly wisdom there that will. They also know who's married and who's not. So, if there is anybody that is going to try take a chance, we will deal with you, because this is not an event to come and make fun of. This is actually an event seriously for trying to get people to network. We're trying to get fellow Christians to network, meet each other, and, you know, learn a very crucial topic. So anyone who's coming to take make fun of this particular event will be dealt with, and if you are found making a ruckus, we will remove you with immediate effect.
Just to add what King has said, we have a rule: no entry without registration. So we did this specifically so that we know who we are dealing with. And we also did encourage, because backed by the conference and by YCOM, we did encourage people to register through their youth clubs as well.
You are tuned into Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.